This is the County Commission, and we are back from recess. First order of business is fall cleanup. Commissioner?
Fall cleanup date, I guess, has been sent out through Road and Bridge. Usually handles this through the transfer station. And it's been set up for September 28th and 29th. It's usually, it lasts from 8 o'clock till 3:30. They can call for any information they need on 546-7268. That's the Road and Bridge Department. It'll take furniture, appliances, almost anything. Metal will be accepted. Tires will be accepted, but there's a $1 charge on tires. So they have to be a Taney County resident, provide an ID.
Some sort of proof that they're...
Yes. Electric bill or a tax statement or anything like that, a photo ID or anything like that. Now, one thing that does need to be mentioned is there's no household hazardous waste taken there. Those are taken at the Branson Recycling Center. And these two locations are at Buchanan Road and then at the Kazee Mills shop up at Kazee Mills right this side of the intersection.
In Branson, they have that one drop-off spot, too, for hazardous waste, too.
But that's what I'm saying. They don't accept it at the other,
right. The other
Kazee Mills place. One thing that I would like to mention is this is a two-day event. Three or four years ago, it was a one-day event in the fall, but we're doing 2 days. Great benefit to the entire communities, keeping things cleaned up, keeping stuff out of the ditches and the ravines, washers, dryers, mattresses, old couches, all kinds of things that get dropped off sometime. Appreciate everybody that brings that kind of stuff in and keeps the county looking good. And every year you'd think that it would get less and less, and it stays somewhat the same in the amount of stuff that we gather up. So, very important event for Taney County.
Question. For those, are they called roll-offs that we have?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we were talking about before, that individuals, are, in other words, they take it to the location, they drop it off, we haul it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who pays for that? We do.
We split between the transfer station and Road and Bridge.
Are they our roll-offs? Do we have to pay for that?
We have to pay per roll-off. And then in the past, we had to pay per roll-off and then per ton. And most of it's around 75 tons for... When we did the spring cleanup, there was 10 bins at a certain price, and it averaged out about 75 tons for all 10 bins.
So we pay for the utilization of the bins.
Yes, sir.
We hook them up to our vehicles and pull it.
No, they do. Bring them in, they
haul
them off.
Okay.
And bring them
in,
haul them off. It's
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Mr. Finley.
I heard on the radio, and this kind of goes with that, you might want to announce that Branson started recycling glass, I think, today, is what I heard.
Right, we're part of it.
So, yeah.
As a matter of fact, we approved just yesterday that would go onto our website and that the announcement would go onto our website, and they had sent us a mock-up of what all is going to be contained.
But
then...
Go ahead.
I'm done.
I was going to say, what you're mentioning, that we want to put, that we recycle glass at the Buchanan location on the press release?
Have glass rather than get it here if they have separate. Had over the recycling, that's what I was thinking.
I see. I think what I was going to say.
That's at the Buchanan site. It won't be up here. They have a regular recycle bins at the Kazee Mills location. But
do we not have a bin, a truck that's set up right now that's taking glass up here at Kazee Mills?
Yes, there is.
And it's already like 2/3 full, and we hadn't even announced that we were taking it. I mean, that's just incredible as far as.
She's on the radio this morning. She announced they had, I don't want to say 40 tons of glass already. It was an amazing number, and they hadn't announced it over there.
I can tell you this effort, at least as far as I'm concerned, is going to be a great success. So just
we can recycle that. That's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in a meeting with Mark Moda yesterday. The bunker that we built out there at the transfer station is over half full already, and they just announced. So they're coordinating Ripple Glass to come down to haul the first one. But if we want to mention the glass recycling, I would be all for it if you want to add it to your press release to say, remind people that we do recycle glass at these two locations. If you want to separate it, we won't separate it, but if they want to bring it separated, we'll accept it.
Okay.
If that's all right with you guys.
And maybe we should put a blip about the fall cleanup on our website as well. Has that already been done?
They should do it, yes.
Okay.
I'll get IT to do it.
Now, that's at no charge, the glass, too?
Correct.
And we want to make sure that we don't confuse the fall cleanup with the glasses there all the time for them to recycle. And this fall cleanup on the free day is the one free day, so I don't want to get that all.
Right. Glass is always free.
I think Rick's intention was to tell people it would be nice if they separated that because we do have a place for glass specifically.
Right.
Excellent. Any other questions? Or
I think we're ready to go with the fall cleanup.
Did Jan get a copy of this? She can have this one.
I will. I'm going to revamp that one with glass on there, and I'll give her a copy.
That'd be great.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. E.
Just before the next item, the 10:15 on, can I just talk about the rest of the agenda? I know that Linda Sorensen had asked for 2 hours of our time today in the executive session. I didn't know how long you want to talk about budget. Do we want to swap those and just go as long as we want for personnel? That way we can end because you have 1 o'clock, Ron, I didn't know if you're flip-flopping, if you guys would be acceptable to doing that since we don't have a specific time other than 10 o'clock.
I have a 1 o'clock that's going to last till about 1:30, and I know that the work that we've got right here has to be completed before Monday. So either we do it today or we do it tomorrow.
Right.
And I think you may go along with what Rick's already put in, or we can make this as short or as long as we want.
Well, obviously, my question is, I just don't want to. We got two things that can go as long as we want them to go.
Right.
So, I guess which one is? I mean, you just want to leave it to the executive.
But it doesn't matter to me which order we take up, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't care.
We're not going to do anything earth-shattering in the commission other than prepare what Rick needs and what.
You need me in here? If you don't, I've got plenty to do.
I appreciate you giving us what we need to work with this morning, and we just need to address. Now, if I got some questions for you,
I'll be in my office.
Those would probably come in revenues, but all this is preliminary. And all this is to put it in your hands, and we're not going to do anything that's going to commit the budget. So,
I think I put in my objective. I really would appreciate your input.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. You guys' choice. I don't have any druthers.
No, I think we've got to move through both deals, and I don't even have any idea what the executive session part of it's about. But we've got to cover the budget and this other. And
can we just go into budget then and just knock it out then? And then I don't know what time Linda's scheduled.
10 o'clock.
She's book your attendant. Okay, I see what she said. She put that.
Oh, okay.
But this is not public. This is just internal.
She scheduled at 10.
Okay. And she allowed an hour and a half. I don't know what this executive did.
I don't either. So let's get into it and see what it is, and then this budget part of it, we've got that there.
For your edification, the only thing that we will be looking at the budget is some preliminary figures that we will give to Rick so that he can start putting the package together so that we can then begin the process of moving through the budget. And that won't be until October?
So
November?
November.
What we have in front
of us. So there's no budget hearings or.
So what we have in front of us is the revenue projections and where we are currently and what we're going to plug in for next year. We have.
Preliminarily.
Right. I mean,
there's some of them we can't plug in because we don't have an indication yet.
And then we also have county commission, department. We have about, eight parts.
Other expense.
We have others. We have.
Transfer station.
We can't touch the sewer. Well, we have the sewer when we get the non-sales tax ones. I see that. Non-sewer utility ones, I should say. Sewer. Transfer station.
I did not move on IT because there is a budget that's been submitted by Mark, as I understand it, from Rick, which is fine with me.
So I guess media-wise, this is going to be very high level. All we're trying to do is plug in numbers so that Rick can then turn and give us.
We have a statutory deadline, which is Monday. We need to put this in his hands so that he can begin the process of putting the budget together.
Otherwise, if it's not turned in, the auditor then submits his own numbers, and so we're trying to do our part.
All elected officials and department heads are submitting to the auditor. Once he has that all put together, then he'll hand it to us, and then we'll start the process. And I have my brothers again as to how, but if you want me to go get her, do you want to start there or here?
I don't care. I mean, let's go ahead and vote on this letter now, since it's 10:15. So,
motions.
I called their office. They have 49 applicants on the waiting list to go to this, and they're building their proposals for 40 units.
Yeah, so. Go ahead. That's fine.
Okay, formally it's 10:15, and we had postponed the definite time of 10:15 the discussion regarding letter of support for the Greens 2 project.
Motion to approve letter of support for the Greens 2 project.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. To approve a letter to the Missouri Housing Development Commission regarding the Greens at Branson Hills Phase 2, and the letter would be in support of the above-referenced senior affordable housing development discussion.
Well, I want to make sure and draw attention to the fact that Jim has stated that there's 49 applicants for 40 buildings already in process for the building of these units.
Right.
And that answers a question that was submitted to me, three different phone calls on the other project that we had 91 people who had signed up on it.
And just to clarify, is that they are sending an email to one of our staffers upstairs in the office stating what they told me on the phone.
Okay.
And they said they had already sent it. So, so we've got the support, documentation, in case you get asked that question.
Right.
Lynn, make that a part of our minutes. That was Dan's request. And we'd ask for that information, and it's forthcoming.
Yep.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Again, I don't have any druthers to which one of these we take up first, so that's up to you guys. They're both scheduled for 10 o'clock. Thoughts?
I'm kind of anxious to find out what the
personnel.
The executive session is. I'm kind of.
I don't care either way. Happy day.
Do you want to work on this for a half hour and then invite her up?
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let me go tell her. Or do you want to email her?
I'll see email her. Okay. We can just keep on going.
Well, actually, it's 10:17. Why don't you tell her to come at 11?
Okay. How do you want to do this, Ron? Where are you going to start, just with revenues then?
Why don't we start with revenues? That's what I've got on the front page. My first comment is we need to go through these and see if there's anything that we would think should be any different than what was established for 2012.
I have one.
Let's work our way down through them. And
okay.
My first question is, would be number three, which is 007. We budgeted $136,000. Why did we show zero as
it may be the way
rentals
have,
received to this point?
It may be the way they've entered the data in the treasurer's office. We need to double check to see. They're collecting rent. And so it could be a data entry issue.
Okay. Well, it's hard to budget when we're showing.
Well, we're using the numbers that they. I mean, Danny, you've seen it. I've seen the monthly reports, and on their P&L statements, they're collecting rents.
Yeah.
So I mean,
Helen, if you're listening, would it be possible for you to come by? Go ahead.
So I know that the revenue's coming in. If you look at number line item two, they're almost maxed. They're almost to what we budgeted the entire year, only after 7 months. So I'm wondering if there's some monies combined there.
I don't know, but that will. We're going to have to wait. I mean, we could put a preliminary figure in each one of these to be a beginning thing, but we're going to have to talk with some of the departments to come up with what their estimates are going to be as we plug those in. For example, will we have any grants at the airport?
Well, and Mark usually sends a full report to us, and so what we can do is, if you want to make a note, is have Rick send an email to Mark, because Mark Paris always been very good about sending a complete budget to Rick.
I'm sure he already has it, but my point is, there's going to be a number of those as we go through here. If we just plug in a figure, then we will have something to start with, and we will have complied with what we're supposed to do.
Well, I'd like to leave it until I hear otherwise what we budgeted last year.
Okay. It would be
$150,000 rentals for a hangar rental.
Actually, $136,000 is what mine says.
Oh, $136,000, right.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we go through here rather than write out each one? And we will just change the ones that are going to change from.
What do you think?
That would, to me, be easier. I've got a question on the rentals. We've got to find out about, if we put in the same for the grants, that's.
We put zero in for grants. We received.
Yeah, I'm looking at this wrong. No. And we received $80,000.
And we budgeted zero.
You know what I'm thinking? That might be where the rentals are.
That's what I'm wondering too, because that's about what it should be compared to year to date. So I think it's a coding issue.
What's the entities airport? What is that? Will the entities pay the airport? We budgeted $10,000.
I have to look up the old budget. I guess that's my question, is how detailed
can I do that too? Just want to get something to start.
I would just leave.
Well, let me tell you what the entities is to the airport is, and those things we'd had to. I haven't, because we have conflicting schedules on Tuesdays when they have the airport board meeting. That $10,000 is from agreements with the city of Branson, Forsyth, and other areas.
That's right. So exactly
that
like
supply for the airport, and the $10,000 usually comes later in the year from Branson,
right,
later in the year from Forsyth.
It's their contributions to
their contribution to the local airport.
So I'd leave it at $10,000 then. I wouldn't put it at zero, Ron.
They have an agreement signed.
Right. They always give us the money.
Yeah.
So.
Nothing's changed.
No, Rick put down zero, and it needs to be $10,000.
Well, no, but all I'm doing is marking that our 2012,
it's
going to be the same.
Okay.
So, obviously, that would be a change. The prisoner boarding reimbursement and the one following, boarding from other counties, what's going on there? Okay, this is a 7-month run, right?
Right.
Maybe that's part of it.
You got to remember, though, I haven't seen any recent reports, but after that sales tax passed in Greene County, our prisoner count went down.
And we were told that was going to happen.
And we told it was always going to happen. They send them off to help that sales tax initiative. And so I would think other counties' revenues shouldn't go up from 100,000 to 250.
Have we gotten a report on how many prisoners we're housing lately?
Not lately. I'm very nervous that
I'd like to know. Would you both areas open still?
Oh yeah, both pods are open.
Yeah. Okay, because I haven't heard anything in the last 2 months.
I've had a casual conversation with the sheriff. And
I thought I got because I was actually wondering about that. I thought I got an email. Jim, look on there and see if we didn't get one about 3 weeks ago.
I haven't seen one in a long
time. I didn't get one.
On numbers. Because it had dropped substantially I was thinking it was like it had been up around 212 or 2 something like that, and then it went down to 189. The next time I looked at it, I thought it was about 149 or something. And I thought that was the Greene County effect. Jimmy's been good about keeping us up to date.
Title 3 and commissary the same. Sales tax the same. We'll start there. We can do whatever we want whenever we...
Well, you mentioned sales tax. Where do we segregate or partition out the out-of-state sales tax collection? Because that's $250,000 we need to take out somewhere. If this veto session doesn't work,